from the front lines of Forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, another huge lawn bear in a San Francisco courtroom. The company on the losing end of a lawsuit claiming Roundup weed killer caused cancer in a California man. It's the second big loss in just a few months. No award has been set in the case yet. The last jury hung $78 million on the judgment. Two, the mainstream press in this country has long ago departed from any actual credibility in large part. I mean, the major outlets have hated every Republican since I was born, but this is different. And veteran legendary journalist Ted Koppel is calling them out.
He's not mistaken when so many of the liberal media, for example, describe themselves as belonging to the resistance. What does that mean?
And number one, speaking of a crisis at the southern border, the Trump administration scored a huge victory at the Supreme Court on the question of who can be in the country and who can be tossed out. But the ruling by the Supreme Court brings wails from the left. They think illegals have more rights than you. And they've thought that for a long time. But it's a huge victory. The victory in the battle clampdown on illegal immigration. This ruling makes it easier to detain immigrants with criminal records, which, as we've talked about in recent weeks, is important. I mean, again, you go to Canada. If you've ever had a DUI in your life or any domestic violence charge of any sort or any felony of any sort ever, you're banned for life from Canada, period. Even if you're a legal permanent resident at the time that it occurs, you get tossed. You think about that. You think about how strict our northern neighbors are when it comes to allowing people into the country. Their answer is absolutely not. So the ruling that federal immigration authorities can detain immigrants awaiting deportation anytime after they've been released from prison is a big victory for President Trump. The case before the jurists involved mostly green card holders, arguing that unless immigrants were picked up immediately after finishing their prison sentence, they should get a hearing to argue for their release while deportation proceedings go forward. But the justices said no in a 5-4 decision. Now, back during oral arguments, the Trump administration said that it was nearly impossible, given the manpower, the scope of the problem, and the pressure that they are under, it would be nearly impossible for the federal government to detain every immigrant upon release from custody. You couldn't possibly keep track of it, was the point. I mean, how would you do that? So Samuel Alito, arguing for the majority, said the following: neither the statute's text nor its structure supported the immigrants' argument. The court's conservative justices side with the Trump administration, which argued as the Obama administration did as well. Let me go over that part slowly. As the Obama administration did as well, against hearings for those convicted of crimes and affected by the law. If you're a convicted felon, if you've been convicted of drunk driving, which, again, you go to Canada, if you get a drunk driving offense, you're out for life. Why shouldn't we have the same sort of strict rules here in the United States? How many times have you read or heard or seen stories about illegal aliens here in the United States that are drinking and driving and kill American citizens? I go back to that tour bus that was hit a couple of years ago. Hit by a drunk driver that was here in the country illegally. Yes, but, you know, they had a tough childhood. I don't care about their childhood. I care about the kids that don't get to have one because of the drunk driver that shouldn't be in the country in the first place. The case before the justices involved a class action lawsuit brought by, get this, non-citizens in California, and a similar class action lawsuit brought in the state of Washington. One of the lead plaintiffs, Moni Preep, had actually been a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. since 1981, has two convictions for possession of marijuana. Released from prison in 2006, not taken into immigration custody, however, for 7 years, because that's how long it took for them to figure out and catch up with it. The paperwork moves slowly. He won in the lower courts. He lost the Supreme Court case. The good news for Preep, I suppose, is that he has won his immigration case. He'll be able to stay. But when it comes to those that are convicted of crimes, no, you're not going to get a chance to stick around. I mean, that's it. That is absolutely it. You, if you're convicted, why would we expect, or why should you expect to get to stay here? Seriously, why would you even expect that you should get to stay here? Now, turning to the president, he was in the Rose Garden yesterday with the president of Brazil, the newly elected Brazilian president, called, they've got the new Trump, the Trump of the South, the Brazilian Trump, all sorts of things they call him, Bolsonaro. And the two leaders complimented each other and expressed gratitude for each other's friendship. It was pretty much a man crush moment, if you missed it. Yeah. They each had a little twinkle in their eye looking at each other. No, you're the best. No, you're the best. Really, you're the best. No, Mr. President, you're the best. But when President Trump took questions, one of the things that he was asked about and he took time to focus on were his concerns about social media. It's bite number one. And the president said, you know, people are being targeted. Conservatives are being targeted. Republicans are being targeted unfairly. Bite number one. Go.
Things are happening. Names are taken off. People aren't getting through. You've heard the same complaints. And it seems to be if they're conservative, if they're Republicans, if they're in a certain group, there's discrimination and big discrimination. I see it absolutely on Twitter and Facebook, which I have also, and others I see. But I really focus more on the one platform.
Speaking of platforms, let's go to 2020 presidential platforms and the things that are being called for by those running for the Democratic nomination, which is extremism on every front. They have not seen an extreme position they can't embrace immediately. So Beto O'Rourke, by the way, who ate fabled regenerative dirt, regenerative dirt. Why would you eat dirt? It has powers to regenerate yourself. Anyhow, he was eating dirt here just recently because he has the magic dust he's eating on the campaign trail. But he wants to lower the federal voting age to 16. He wants to get rid of the Electoral College. He wants to increase the number of justices on the Supreme Court to 15. He wants to tear down every American institution he can find and just go with it. Now, the president, when asked about changing and stacking the Supreme Court, well, he had a different idea about it. He says the Democrats are just trying to undermine the whole system. Bite number two, go.
The only reason is that they're doing that is they want to try and catch up. So if they can't catch up through the ballot box by winning an election, they want to try doing it in a different way. Now, we would have no interest in that whatsoever. It'll never happen. It won't happen. I guarantee you, it won't happen for 6 years.
Won't happen for 6 years. Now, there's an optimist. And they stood there. They did. Bolsonaro and Trump on the, you know, Mr. President, you'll be reelected to another term. You, too, will be reelected to another term. Your people are so smart. Your people are so smart. You are so good looking. No, you. You are so good looking. Oh, boy. It was a bit much. You know, the love fest between these two. At any rate, it was, you know, whatever. Oh, and then, by the way, Jim Acosta offended. Jim Acosta, he was terribly offended. He didn't get called on. Nobody called Jimmy's name. He was getting picked on in the Rose Garden again yesterday. Poor Jim Acosta from CNN. Nobody likes Jimmy. It's too bad. At any rate, Acosta, yeah, got snubbed, and he was out there bellyaching about it. That's what my mother would say, bellyaching about it on CNN later with his colleagues. And that big bully didn't call it. He called him the Daily Caller. He gave them two questions, and they were easy questions, too. I'd asked him tough question. Like, why are you such a jerk? Anyhow, so that's what happened with Jim Acosta. That's my best friend edition right there. It is 14 after. Are you having a good time? Because I kind of am. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry. And have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they called
the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes a community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.